do you have any land around here that might be kind of low-lying land, might have had water on it at one time, pretty good land for growing things?
Well, no. I've got a tank down there, but it's a dry weather tank. Got a whole water. The rain will fill it up, and then it'll just gradually go dry and all. But it's down there in the pasture. Nothing, no land around it. It's planted on anything.
Do people around here ever use the word bottomland?
Yeah, yeah. That's common and all. Take up and down the river or creek. That's what they call it, bottom land.
That's supposed to be pretty good land?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is.
Do you have any land around here that's not good for much of anything because you got water standing on it all the time?
Well, it's not here, but different places in the county, there's lots of places where water stands just like a tank, you know. Never dries up, just stay there for all the time, and it'll cover quite a bit of little land, you know. I know when I lived north of West Pottsburg, there the land around it was just as good as it could be, and it was a kind of a low place out in the middle of the field, stood in water all the time. There's a hard pack in under that, and if you get it broke up, get that hard pack, water then will seep on down too. And that's what I did. I waited till it got dry one time and went in there with a turning plow and plowed it probably 2 foot deep and broke that hard pack up down there, and the water always went right on down through it and it cultivated it. But before I done that, all the water stood there the year round.
Do you have any swamps around here?
Any what?
Swamps. Any swamps?
Swamps?
Swamps.
Not as I know of.
You know, if you had a piece of land with a lot of water on it and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you say you had to do to it first?
You got to drain that water off or let it dry up.
Have you ever seen a place in the land that's been cut out by water flowing along?
Yeah.
Until it gets, you know, about 10 feet deep or something like that?
Yeah. Ditches.
Would you find that out in the woods somewhere or something like that?
Well, no, I never did out in the wooded section because the roots and all would keep it from washing out. But in the fields and all, I'd wash out. I've seen it anywhere from 4 to maybe 8 or 10 foot deep ditches alongside of the field would extend out in the field sometimes.
Ever heard people call that a gully?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.